The debate over the Confederate flag has spurred another debate, what to do with the Confederate monuments on public property throughout the South. Some are calling for their removal, like Charlotte NAACP President Corrine Mack. She says they represent slavery.
Anywhere where taxpayers are paying for that property, they should be removed. In fact, I think it would be fine to put it in a museum and have them on display there. So if you choose to go and find out about the history, you have the right to do so.
Mack has support from Mecklenburg County Commission Chairman Trevor Fuller, but there are also commissioners who say removing the monuments is in effect burying the past. Commissioners will discuss them tonight. Meanwhile, we wanted to check out some of the monuments ourselves. We did so with UNC Charlotte history professor David Goldfield.
We're standing here at this Confederate monument that's right at the edge of Memorial Stadium. On one side of it, it says, erected by citizens of City of Charlotte and County of Mecklenburg, commemorating the 39th Confederate reunion, June 4th through the 7th, 1929. On either side of that inscription that I just read, there's in the actual monument itself engraved into it, the Confederate battle flag. Monuments like this, when did they start to appear around the South?
They started to appear almost immediately after the war. Many of the monuments, early monuments, were put up by women's organizations, and this was decades before the United Daughters of the Confederacy was formed in the 1890s. And they were called memorial associations, and they decorated the graves of the Confederate dead and erected sometimes very shaky monuments. There's a pyramid monument in the Hollywood Cemetery in Richmond, Virginia, which looks like it's going to collapse any moment, but has sustained during the years. And these monuments were erected for the Confederate fallen dead. This particular monument here was a part of a reunion, and at reunions in the decades after the war, this is the time when the Confederate battle flag was unfurled. At other times, you would not see it in public. But this was an occasion when the Confederate battle flag, and it's inscribed on the monument itself, was very common with these memorials.
On the other side of this monument is the phrase, "They preserve the Anglo-Saxon civilization of the South." Goldfield says for him, monuments like this one are more a reflection of the time and place they were put up rather than what they are intended to commemorate.
During the 1920s was the high time of scientific racism. In 1924, the U.S. government passed an Immigration Restriction Act limiting the immigration of people from Southern and Eastern Europe, who many felt at the time were inferior to the so-called races of the North, like the Anglo-Saxon race, for example.
This monument is on a hill between Memorial Stadium and CPCC. Not a prominent location today, but in 1929, the stadium and CPCC didn't exist. Back then, this was the site of the Charlotte Armory, which later burned. Now, the next monument we went to is much more prominent. It's at the Old City Hall uptown, and it was put there in 1977.
One of the members of the city council at that time was Harvey Gantt, who later, of course, went on to be mayor of the city. And he really objected to this monument after it was put up. It was not done in what you might call an open government situation. It was just put up here. But the interesting thing about this particular monument compared with the other is that there's no inflammatory racial words on the inscribed on the monument, but instead they talk about the Confederate soldiers struggling nobly for the cause of independence and constitutional self-government. That is accurate, but woefully incomplete, because the question that we need to ask is why they were fighting for independence. Independence for what cause? And the cause, of course, is for the protection and extension of the institution of slavery, which was absolutely central and essential for the Southern economy and the Southern social system.
There are some who say we need to take the Confederate battle flag down from public property. In addition to that, we also need to remove these monuments, like the one we're standing in front of, that are put up in remembrance of the Confederate States of America. Can we push it too far? Is there a danger of whitewashing history if we take these down as well?
Yes, definitely. I think that if we remove all of these monuments, first of all, logistically, that would probably be nearly impossible. But if somehow we could, I think that would be unfortunate because that would be burying the history of the past. North Carolina was part of the Confederacy. The Confederate States of America were part of American history. And I think we should learn from these decades and learn from those events of the Civil War. But at the same time, I think that it's important that we make qualifications to these monuments because they are reflective of a time when a number of citizens were excluded from full participation in the life of the community, particularly African American citizens. And I think to make our country and our region whole again, and as an offer of reconciliation, I think there should be a companion plaque that states unequivocally and uses the words of the Confederates themselves that the Confederate States of America was founded on the cornerstone of the institution of slavery, and that in the decades that followed, white supremacy was the leading cause for the ancestors, for the descendants of those who fought in the Civil War for the South.
That's UNC Charlotte History Professor David Goldfield. There are about a half dozen Confederate monuments in Mecklenburg County. That's according to Dan Morrill, the consulting director for the Charlotte-Mecklenburg Historic Landmarks Commission. Morrill tonight will present information about the monuments to the Mecklenburg County Commission. You can check out photos of the monuments we went to at WFAE.org.